This is a Ruby and Banjo story. And we don't really got a theme song yet, but we are gonna actually do a story today. I am on Anchor too, so if you wanna know, I'm on Anchor. Okay, so we're gonna start one right now after my brother Quinn will ask the first question. Okay? Quinn, what's your question?
The wind is first.
Sorry, he's on a video game, so if you're listening. Okay, fine. So what is your question about Ruby and Banjo?
Ruby and Joe are going to be in a waterfall.
Okay, so we have our setting, but that's our setting. We have one more question for what are they going to be, what are they going to do? Quinn, you get the second question. Too, because we have no one ever gonna do, like, question. More like friends are gonna do it, okay? Everyone?
Okay. Okay. I'm Banjo. I walked into the studio.
Swim.
Okay, they're gonna swim. Now, let's just talk to Banjo for a second. He wants to give a thank you to Quinn.
I'm Banjo. Didn't you want to do a thank you? No. I just walked into the studio.
Banjo, get back over there.
Oh. Okay, bye.
Okay, so sorry. Now, I think Wee-Wee wants to give. I mean, Ruby. We call her that for short. Okay, so I don't want to give a shout-out. Okay, I'll give a shout-out to Quinn. Thank you, Quinn, for the questions. Can you say you're welcome, Quinn?
Welcome.
He said you're welcome, everyone. Now let's go to the story. We're gonna call Ruby and Banjo Tale their planet called Ruby and Banjo Adventures. Now, since we're doing this, they're gonna meet a rock and roll rock star. She's a fish because they're in the waterfall, they're gonna swim. Okay, let's start. Hi everyone, we're in my imagination. Okay, so we're gonna start doing this.
I'm Banjo, how do you do?
Okay, Banjo does that a lot, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm Banjo, you really gotta know me.
Okay, just act normal,
okay. Ruby, it's firework time. This is awful. I hate the sound. I don't like the sound.
I know, it's hard. Kind of cool.
No, it's awful. I don't like this sound.
Okay. Well, let's go swimming somewhere. Okay. You'll meet me in the next page. Okay, so it seems like Ruby and Banjo, they look like, I know what they're doing. It looks like Ruby and Banjo are starting to swim really deep into the ocean. Should they be going that far? Okay, so they found a waterfall that goes psh. So they went swimming into the, oh, that's a mistake, said Ruby.
Wait, I can swim.
I can't!
Then go on my back, Ruby.
Okay. I'm on your back, Banjo.
Okay, Ruby.
Aren't you excited?
No.
Okay, so look what I found. Look at this. Look what I found. I found a piece of gold.
That's a golden rock.
Yeah, Ruby, that's a golden rock.
Oh.
Oh, wait, there's gold on it. Do you want to keep it? We're not playing in the studio. You can keep it at your house. Okay. Now they are going underwater. They got an air tank. Where'd they go? Okay, so we'll give that guy another air tank. Sorry, people. We just had they stole the air tanks from some swimmers, okay? So, they found a rock and roll band. They were going ba-da-da-boom-ba.
and Banjo started singing along to it. I'm Banjo, I'm the rock and roll star. I'm wee wee, you gotta stop me. 'Cause we're underwater singing tin. This is awesome. So they kept on singing that same line until the singer noticed. It was a new and exciting character. It was Rock and Roll Fish. She was rocking and rolling. She kept on rocking and rolling until it was off the cuff. And Banjo and Ruby were out of breath. They're like, we can't keep up to you for hours. I've been rocking and rolling for hours, said this mysterious fish. Ruby! Sorry, I'm calling out for my real dog. Come here. Okay. So, as they met this mysterious fish, don't hit that with your butt. As they met this mysterious fish, she says, I'm Rock and Roll Sardine. Ruby is like, I'm Ruby! Nice to meet you! Right, Ruby? And Banjo said, I'm Banjo. Who are you?
Autograph?
Okay, not too many people in the studio. Okay, we have both of my dogs in here. Okay, that's Ruby and Bianca. Okay. Okay, this is my real name, Banjo. Okay, let's go back to the story, okay? As they stared at this rock and roll fish, she said, I'm gonna rock you out of here. I'm a rock and roll fish. I'm gonna fall out on you. You're a cool one. As they screamed, as she hollered and she screamed, and she destroyed a rock. I want your autograph, said Banjo.
Well, I don't think I can do autographs, but I can give you these rock and roll fish toys.
I'll love it.
Okay, Banjo, we are going to have to say bye to this mysterious rock and roll fish, okay? Let's just go and pack up.
That's probably a good idea, Ruby and Banjo.
Yay, I'm embarrassed.
I know
something. We got some work to do, said Ruby, and they were going to, she said, fix that rock.
Ruby, you can't fix a rock.
With glue?
Underwater will make it come off.
Underwater glue?
No such thing. So if we break a piggy bank, it's just broken. What about tape?
I mean, that won't hold for long, but it'll hold for a second. Will it be long enough to let us go?
I'm not trying to capture you, said the rock and roll fish. Oh, let's just get back on land.
But it's 4th of July.
It's not in the Europeans.
Okay, we'll stay here.
But what about the guinea pig? Oh, no.
I'm gonna rock you out. I'm the evil guinea pig. My name is Spot. This is my sister's check mark. He doesn't talk really a lot. But
wait, whoa, my guinea pig.
Quinch. I'm gonna rock you out of here. More like extract you. My assistant check mark, can you make some evil music?
Yes.
It takes a second for him to know which one we're doing. What about this one?
Guinea pig.
That's not so, okay, let me just sing it. We're gonna rock you out. We're the guinea pig club. You aren't gonna be in my club.
We
are going to take you into Rainbow Cabin into jail, is what they both said at the same time. And as he reached out for him and he said, no! And Ruby was like, no, I'm scared!
Banjo's like, what's that thing? What's that thing? What's that thing?
I can't insist that this is good. Okay, bye.
We're gonna rock you out with this guinea pig club. Here's all the guinea pigs we always collected. Dun, dun, we're gonna rock.
I'm Banjo, I forgot I was here.
Bro, I went on a fair and I jumped.
Okay, Quinn's still playing the video game. Sorry, people.
I'm scared.
At least we got these dogs.
They all quitted.
Oh. I'm the place to go.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you haven't heard that before, that was Banjo laughing. Okay, this might be a cliffhanger, but if I can squeeze a long time into this episode, you guys will hear the rest of it.
Okay, we left that fish lady. We destroyed the guinea pig. Wait, did we destroy the...
No, but let's go to fast food place. Let's go to McDonald's.
Okay. We're gonna have to see Max there. I told him because he's my buddy.
Okay, Quinn, you can put Max on.
Okay, so we met Max here. We're gonna have to go by Max.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we ate some yummy food.
What toys did they have again?
We had a grown-up meal.
And that's his crying. I'm sorry, people.
Okay, so now that we're on a podcast, this is hard to act yourself.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is my first episode. It's going to be hard. I'm not used to talking to so many people at once. If anyone's listening, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's go back to the story.
Okay, so we met Max. We met,
Hi, I asked you to.
Max,
but...
Okay, so, you can quiet down for the rest of the show, right?
No.
You come on later.
We met Max. Max, don't say anything. We met the crazy fish lady. And we met those guinea pigs.
I want myself a crazy fish lady, too.
I'll go under the water. We'll see them occur again.
There's no water here.
Oh, yeah, we walked far away from the ocean. We don't want to go back to her. She's like a little sardine. And it goes, bop, 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 bop. Oh, that wasn't me.
Yeah, I'm gonna rock you out of this plane. We're gonna get you out of here. Because we're rocking, rolling. That wasn't me either. She sounds like me when she sings, but except I'm a little more jazzy tone. Do you want to hear my singing?
We also have special ones. Okay, so can we pause that for a sec? We also have a special podcast that says Go to Sleep, Ruby and Banjo. But I'll tell you, but it's still going to be called Ruby and Banjo. The dog on the cover looks like, let me think. Okay, so you can send us an email. It's Ruby and Banjo Tales. And we have the coolest things in the world. Okay, let's go back to the story. She followed us, didn't she?
She followed us, didn't she?
I followed us. I found
Max. What? We aren't underwater. She's coming to land. Oh, no. She has a water over. She's like as a fishbowl robot thing, if you can imagine that in your mind, kids.
We're imagination characters, we can breathe. Okay.
this for a second.
Okay, so, in the middle of this episode, if Cindy ever listens, I want to give her a big thank you.
Sorry, checkmark, you have to get out of here. You're one of the villains.
Yeah.
Totally derived from
what it was. Back to me to come.
Right? Yeah. Cindy, if you ever listen.
I'm not Cindy.
Not deal. I'm trying to give you a thank you.
Well, that's what I'm about.
Okay.
Trying to give you a thank you to someone.
I don't.
Cindy,
we want to give you a thank you.
Tales. We always wanted to start a podcast.
Well, let me give this thank you. Cindy, you are my best friend, but we would like to say thank you because you made me think about Ruby and Banjo, made these big stories out of them. Well, now we have to, sorry guys, we have to give a clip. Let's not give a cliffhanger. Now, we met two characters.
We met three.
What about four?
No, we haven't met four yet. That's the next story. And what I'm going to say is going to be really strange to you.
Sorry,
Sorry, just black it out for a second. Rowan, black it out.
Okay,
so I want to say thank you to Cindy, and thank you to Quinn. He's the one that made the questions today. Cindy might come on the show once in a while. Maybe. If we did it. Okay, she said more about what she wanted us to hear. She's a girl dog.
Yeah, she's been talking for an hour or so. Oh, boo! I'm sorry. The story isn't over until we reach 20 minutes.
Okay, so I just want to say thank you to anybody that wants to support the show. We'll give some shout-outs if you emails,
Ruby. We'll give some shout-outs if you email us.
I know what you mean. If you email us, we'll give you a shout out. But don't forget, make sure you can make a fake name or you can tell us our real name so we can give you a shout out. But right now we're giving a shout out to everyone who ever listens to this first episode. And give it a like, please, please. I know my voice is annoying.
Like a spider. Quick, babe.
Wait, is a spider?
Sorry, we paused the show for a second. Well, I want to give you a big, big thank you.
It like exploded.
It did pop.
That's so gross.
What
Mama?
It was a gross spider.
Ew. Sorry, that was a gross spider. Okay, so we want to give a thank you to you. Make sure you put your fake name in or your real name so we can.
Let me say this. It might be more clear because your voice is a little. Hey, my voice is annoying! Listen to yourself. Let me replay that.
Hey, my voice is annoying! Hey, my voice is annoying!
Stop replaying that. It's annoying. Now just turn to nonsense because you played it so many times.
Okay. Well, now. It might be hard for you to understand, but you can email us. If you email us, you can be a great friend with us. We might be start a Patreon. Okay, enough with my chitter-chatter. Well, we'll just meet. I have a surprise for you. We also have a little interview with Banjo. Banjo might not understand a lot. Come here, Banjo. Okay, so let's just start. Why do you think cat catches a mane?
It's like the ball flying back and forth, back and forth. I chase it, I run at it.
Do you think rain's amazing? Okay, we had to stop that quick. Do you think rain's amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to have to pick this up tomorrow, folks. Bye.